OpenVOIP on OpenRadio.net. Morning block for me. Yep, I forgot I left my computer in the other room connected to an on radio with the speaker turned up. So I will move to the other room until I get a chance to go in there and take care of it. So as I was saying yesterday, or earlier this morning, depending upon your point of view of time zones, this weekend is the Interim Computer Festival at the Interspace near the Rainier Brewery in Seattle, Washington. I haven't had a chance to really go seeing if there are any photos appearing anywhere today, but I hope to see some photos and video over the course of time after the event. I did try accessing SDF's public classic systems. I had to sort of dust off the cobwebs of my mind and remember what the specific SSH addresses were to connect to. But some seem to kind of work and some seem to kind of not work.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello, other party.
Hello, other party.
This is Jazzmaz.
Hi there. I did try to sign up for SDF under the name Kuma, but my putty kept failing on me, so I'm going to have to work on something else.
Yeah, I was having some issues when I was trying to access the other online systems, the classic systems. I was getting SSH warnings. Keys had been changed on some of those. So I have to go through and take a closer look at that as well. Don't know about the new user sign-up stuff.
Well, it went through. The email came back, which I almost never, ever use. And then I tried launching the putty, and each time I launched it, I got a little further each time, but I ran out of patience, well, endurance, I guess.
Yeah.
And I may or may not have been typing the password correctly, because I got the generic one, and it's a long and messy.
Yeah, pseudo-random. Pseudo-random, therefore pseudo-hard to commit to memory or type. Even if you've got it sitting in front of you.
Yeah, I had it right there in front, but and you can't cut and paste it. So but I'll work on it soon. Besides, I'm going to get someone else who's got a better computer to send some money because I want to be able to contribute. Because I like it.
Yeah.
Well, anything that maintains a non-radio is a good thing.
I agree. I think I am due for mailing in my dues in the near future. I don't know. My dues dates have kind of changed over the years. I usually try to mail them in somewhere around the time my Meta-ARPA membership is birth date, I guess you want to call it, or creation date. just to be sure it gets paid. But I think when SDF did a fundraising booster where they were giving away with membership renewals T-shirt, commemorative T-shirt for SDF, that the date got switched into the future. I think sometime in July or August now. But I can remember the March date that the Meta-ARPA account was created, so that's easier for me to deal with.
Well, I've been meaning to get a Linux-based system. If something keeps coming up each day, I try to go do it. You know how that thing happens. And I want one, which is funny because my friend Publius told me that Linux is a lot like Unix.
Mm-hmm.
Open and VoIP 929-299-1269.
I like command line.
Well, I guess you can probably find a Linux distribution that will
be a decent
experience for you. I know there's a lot of things on top of it today that are foreign and unusual, but it's still at the bottom. It's still a Unix-like operating system.
Well, all I really wanted to be able to monitor the COM chat while Full Voice is on.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some funny stuff going on in the background. I want to follow that.
Sure.
Well, see, I happen to be an absolute fruitcake, top-of-the-line Full Voice fan. I'm very honest about
that. Oh, let's promote him. His spot is coming up next at the top of the hour, a step farther out. So we'll see what he has to say today.
I have heard it live maybe 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally this is not my time to be around a computer.
Yeah, I understand how that goes.
But I have been able to download his program from anon.org.
Yeah, the archives, right? So,
the archives.
Yeah.
Last week it didn't work, and I actually cried. I thought, oh, no, my system is so old, it won't let me do it anymore.
Well, it might have been something weird, maybe a weird side effect.
Well, it
effect
was. It turned
something.
Out to be...
Because I think he and I think he also did an autoplay one, I think either last week or the week before, pre-recorded show. And
oh, yeah, I got that, but I couldn't get it at the time because there was something wrong with the SPF.
Yeah.
And I finally found, he came back and said it was having trouble.
Yeah, I think I read in the B-board announcement section that, or in the request section, whichever one membership posted it to, that I guess... the Anon Radio has been experiencing flooding attacks on and off over the course of the last couple of weeks, I guess. It was offline a couple of times.
Being home alone and bored at times, I often put Anon Radio on just in the background, just to have some entertaining sound when it didn't work. Because I say, I have a very old system, which I like, and so far, everything I want it to do, it does. So there's not much reason to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems foolish in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as I say, Dory, I have another machine. It's been sitting there for a year, and I keep wanting to get it set up and flush it and put Linux on it. It just always the day I start to do it, something else comes up.
Mm-hmm.
That never happens to anybody.
Oh, yeah, I know how that goes. Not to mention, the average Linux installed today is often not as simple as it once was, that there are decisions to be made and possible configurations and drivers and firmware that might have to get installed after the fact, depending upon how unusual the the system is that you're installing it on. Like, Wi-Fi is always a nightmare.
Oh, don't worry about that. I don't have it, and I never use it.
Well, that makes things simpler. But there are even some modern Ethernet interfaces that require firmware for them to work reliably.
Oh, okay.
There are not too many of those, but there are a few.
Well, all of my machines, they do that. I just don't want to deal with it. I tried one time, and I had to I don't want that. I've got hard lines, and I like them.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one really neat thing about a hardline connection. So I guess probably doesn't come up with other people, but I've been online when I've been suspicious of a connection, and I just break the connection.
Yeah. There are some advantages to have to having, you know, that physical line of security. You can just kick the connection out if you think there's a problem.
Well, I've done that in the past because I've gotten, as I say, I have an old system, and there are many on site today that aren't, I'm not going to call them hostile, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're hostile. I am saying they're thick, bloated, and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And with the horsepower I have, they drag the poor computer down onto the ground, and it sits there and cries.
Right, and then eventually your input stops responding, and... You know, you can't even spawn a new window. You can't even shut down the existing window. So
yeah, when I try to kill the job, I don't have enough power. I mean, I understand when you need a lot of horsepower to do something like advanced graphics or something like that. But when it's supposed to be a text-only chat window, you get a little annoyed.
Yeah, I agree.
Not too long now, but I bumped into Publius at a science fiction convention many a year ago at his table, and he convinced me of lots of things. And since then, when he started this thing up, I've been listening, and also currently one of his Patreon supporters, which I'm very proud of. Trying to convince more people to listen to him, though, that's what I just don't have many social outlets to do so, but I
can. Yeah.
Well, it's not that I don't listen to some better folks, but I love somebody who has specific, detailed solutions from an engineering standpoint, because those you can look at, say.
Right.
Yeah. That bridge will work, or that bridge won't work. That kind of thing, you know. At least it's optimistic in a way.
Right. It's better than complaining some point but providing no solution. Which a lot of people do. That's sort of the political and pundit position, right?
Well, I get tired of people who want something
but
won't make a decision about it. I just can't really, I can't accept, I had some guy one day, I pinned down, and he was completely anti-nuke, I mean, just feverish. I said, okay, tomorrow we ban every single plant that ever was. It's all shut down tomorrow. He says, great. He said, now what do you do with waste? Well, it just shouldn't be.
It's already been generated. It's there. It's going to be going to have to be managed.
I'm already pregnant. What if the baby was delivered 4 years ago?
Yes.
Don't start talking about something now. You know, that's where I get mad is when they won't when you give them their entire whatever their way.
Right. Doesn't magically go away. Doesn't magically go away even though you shut everything down.
Well, you know, the thing was, I also got a little nervous on science. One of the suggestions, now, my father is vehemently against destroying nuclear waste because he said it might be useful.
Yeah, I imagine there are probably, well, the idea being that, I guess, a lot of it can be reprocessed.
I mean, I hadn't thought of that, but that was his opinion. I'm not saying yay or nay, but but I was talking to someone who you would think, when I tell you what their job title is, you're going to flip. I had brought up the issue, they were proposed to the waste, and I said, what about throwing it into the sun? Now, we can argue about the dangers of lifting it on a rocket and the cost, okay. Those I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about that. This person complained, and you are sitting there holding something. He complained that we don't know what it would do to the sun. Now, this was not somebody who is an idiot. This was a laboratory chemist who worked for Sandia National Laboratory.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Now, there's a certain point of parts per billion, or in this case, parts per trillion, where it's very hard to see a cause and effect.
Yeah.
And I just, that's when I start worrying, is when somebody with those credentials says, well, you don't want to do that, it might make the sun blow up.
Yeah, probably not.
Once when I was young, a friend worked at the solar observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And that was ages ago. But they were one of the first people to superimpose the Earth under one of the solar prominences. You know, one of the up that goes up and makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to give some idea of its size, they put an Earth scale on inside
yeah.
of it. And I'm going, and that's the first time as a kid I started saying, boy, the sun is really, really big.
Yep. It's really, really big, and it has a lot of mass, and it has a lot of energy, and anything we could send to it is sort of infinitesimal.
Yeah, I talked to Boobus, I said, if you could get a large hydrogen bomb real close to it, wouldn't you still be able to see the pulse in the noise?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun debate. Is there sensor equipment good enough to spot the pulse inside the noise?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, people do not have, what he kept saying, don't have an idea of scale.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all right. That's fun stuff. But, so you say you've been with SDF for a long time.
Well, not a long time. I mean, there have been people that have been with SDF for longer periods of time than I have, but I forget. I'd have to actually fire up the console and look to see what my registration dates were. I think, as the story goes, I think I registered for it for two purposes. One, it was a utilitarian purpose. It was essentially a Unix system on a remote network that I could use as a test engine for setting up other systems and networks, since it was somewhat permissive. And then the other reason was my ISP, which got which was a large telecom, eventually phased out Usenet news access, and SDF still had that. So that was sort of the other significant reason to make use of it. And then somewhere around 2015, I decided I wanted to be a supporting member, and I started doing the ARPA and Meta-ARPA payments.
You know, I knew about Unix, but I learned that in college.
Mm-hmm.
My computer science in college was on, you know, I always remember the first time I ever got on the Unix system.
Mm.
So I've been on, unbelievable, it was a long time ago, and our high school had a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a home computer.
Yeah, not a home computer, but an actual mini computer. Or bigger.
1140.
Yeah. So pretty substantial.
Right. But living in Los Alamos, this happened because the lab
yeah.
gave it to them.
It's like, well, we've replaced this in production with something else. We'll give it to a high school and write it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And but it was really weird in one right because the operating system was something called RISC.
Yeah. I am familiar with that in name, at least. I've never used it, or at least I've never known to have used it.
If you go from RISC in the late 70s
mm-hmm.
to the first, say, a TRS-80,
mm-hmm.
the transition is very small.
Really?
Because what we had was a full interpreter BASIC was your interface.
Oh, really? Hmm.
Yeah. Although we did have a compiler BASIC, too, which was really fun, but we we didn't use it very often because we didn't have the storage space.
Open vault 929-299-1269.
The thing was, I had learned all the commands on that. So when I went from that to Unix, I walked in to the lab. It was my first day, literally days of college. I hadn't started classes, but I went to the lab.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed in, and I looked at the screen and said, how in the hell does this work? And I'm sitting there looking at the terminal, trying to think, how does this work? Because I had no idea. You know, everything was on RISC's commands.
Yeah.
How does this work? And then I thought, believe it or not, I thought of Star Trek. And Chekhov says, what we don't know, the computer will tell us.
Right.
So I typed in help. H-E-L-P, return.
Mm-hmm.
And Unix says, if you need help, do this, this, and this. And it told me how to use the manual. So I sat there and used the involved manual to learn the commands.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people learned Unix that way.
I know, but it was so funny because I was in CS1, I mean, Introduction to Computers. That was the first class. And I had second-year engineering students coming in with their first time on a computer, and I was helping them do all the stuff, you know, set up their accounts and change their passwords.
Yep.
And they go, oh, you must have been doing this a long time. And I hate to tell them that was only my second day.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, I just have a drive to learn, so, you know.
No, well,
it's got
it's
online manual, yeah.
My phrase, the phrase I love is, I cheat, I read the manual. Which it bugs some people, you know.
Yeah.
I read the manual.
So like, is that cheating? Like, some people don't like to read manuals, but sometimes that's they want direct instruction rather than reading manuals and books.
I was online with a system, another system. I explained this another day, but I was online. This person says, "How do you do X, Y, Z?" And I says, oh, well, I popped into the thing a link to the manual setting on that, how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the person came back and says, I can't read. Get it to me. I have never heard a stupider phrase in my entire life. And this was all on text. I want to assure you there was no audio.
Yeah, yeah.
So oh, good. Just a few more minutes. I'm looking so forward to actually hearing him. Because I usually have to wait for the archive to come up.
Yeah, it's nice when you have a little bit of time to actually listen to him live. And then when you get your putty situation resolved and you can get into comm mode chat, you can kind of interact with him.
Well, I tie up much too much of his time on phone sometimes. That's why I'm using a voice over internet box thing that he talked me into getting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a blessing because you can talk a lot on the phone and not run up much of a bill.
This is true.
Especially if you're calling Australia. I had a friend in Australia, and we were online, and then I lost it, and so I had to phone him. And with this, the bills were in the high side of 35 cents for a two-hour call.
Mm-hmm.
And I can afford that. So that's helpful. All right, I'll let you run. But thank you, chatting. It's nice to hear somebody. I've been stuck at home for days without hearing anybody. Except recordings.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's always nice to talk.
Well, that's good. That's very encouraging. Well, I will endeavor to see if I can, A, get the putty to be more less puttied and be more cooperative. Very annoying that it came right up and then it was error after a while, you know.
Somewhat I haven't used putty that much in recent history. I used to use it on and off when I used Windows more as a personal desktop, but...
Well, it could very well be the fact that it is from Windows and even more worse.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
But that, if it doesn't work, I'm not fretting. As I said, it'll make me get off my duff to get a machine with Linux. And if that has trouble, then I can complain at other people.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's ported the actual just command line open SSH client to run in Windows. I know you can probably run it from within a modern version of Windows with the Windows Linux subsystem, but that's a whole other ball of wax.
Well, I will tell you, honestly, I'm still running XP.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are. You know, they're running whatever was installed and kind of continues to limp along.
Well, no, it took me a long time to learn it, and now I know every single shortcut key that was ever invented.
Because
I am not a very big person on using the pointer for anything. If I can't find a keyboard, I don't want to do it.
I wonder if maybe there is a command line SSH client in the... I'm trying to think of the name of the, I always struggle with it. The name of a re-implementation operating system of earlier version of Windows. React OS is what it is. I'm wondering if they may have compiled a command line version and can be extracted. If there isn't one already, I don't know. Maybe I'll take a look when I have some time.
Well, I downloaded the PuTTY that was suggested on the opening page.
Mm-hmm.
The opening page for SBF does not require a lot of support to get to, and I appreciate that a great deal.
Yeah.
And, I've got several different browsers I use to get around things with the old system. It's not that I can't get places, but I just don't have the horsepower for some
reason. Right, you don't have the horsepower, or if it's running a very new version of JavaScript running code that was written around a very new version of JavaScript.
Yeah.
Then you have problems.
But they say 99% of what I'm looking at, I'm not looking at the scripts most of the time. As I say, an SBF, there's not a problem.
Right, it's largely plain HTML. And
yeah. And I like that because it's fast.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
All right, it's time for Fluvius. Let's listen to him now.
Yeah. Okay, have a good weekend.
Right,
have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Jazzmaz. That was Kuma Bear, I believe, and this is OpenVOIP on anonradio.net. Can be heard twice a day, most days, on SDF's anonradio.net project. I think it's 0200 to 0300 hours UTC every day, and... what would it be right now? Is it 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC is what it is, I think, on Mondays through Saturdays. Oh, well, anyway, more information, visit anonradio.net, look at the schedule, and for more information about the telephone system at SDF, visit the tutorial section at sdf.org, and once again, you can directly dial into the conference bridge during this period of time with your regular telephone service by dialing 929-1269. And I guess I will... call it a day, and I will continue to struggle and flail to get on some of the classic SDF online systems and see if that works out for me so I can kind of virtually attend the Interim Computer Festival. If I do figure out what's going on, I will maybe perhaps post more details. I think Currently, most of the stuff that kind of works, if you SSH...